are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at First Love Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes or no.
Down. You got to do the two most important things. You know? That you do to him.
Yes.
Worship. And you cry out to him.
Yes.
In prayer.
Amen.
And I think that you never should leave a place of his presence without these two things. Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Amen.
Yes.
And he goes on to say that, Lord, he's God. He has made you and not yourselves. We are the sheep of his pasture. Before you sit down, just for a few minutes, I want you to call upon his name. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call upon me and I will hear you and I will answer you. Amen. I will show you great and mighty things that you did not even know about.
Thank you, Jesus.
Call on me and I will answer you. If I see this one, New Living. Ask me and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about.
Wow.
Come on, clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Remarkable secrets are coming to you in prayer. You know, one of the secrets is that fear is a spirit. Fear. Many of the people of God who don't have what they should have is because of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but rather he's given us a spirit of power, spirit of love, and spirit of sound mind. Give us King James, brother. Sound mind. You know, when you are fearful, your mind is not sound. When you are fearful, you have no power. You're weak. You know, if a team that you are better than comes and they intimidate you, and or you're going to write an exam that you know very well you prepared for, and the first question makes you afraid, you may fail the exam.
I know that. Amen.
How many has it happened before? It's happened to me before.
Yes.
I mean, I nearly failed, but I think that girl, she failed. Amen. You didn't fail. Now, fear is the opposite of faith. Anytime you're afraid, you don't believe. Yeah. Faith is power to demolish. Fear is power to demolish you. Faith gives you power.
Wow.
Fear takes power from you. That's why I said, God said, I've not given you the spirit of fear, but rather of power. It means they're opposites. They are in opposite direction. They work totally differently. Opposing views. When you have faith, you will not be afraid. When you're afraid, you cannot have faith. It's one or another. So today, and so number one, faith is the opposite of faith, of fear, and fear is a destiny killer. Yeah, fear is a destiny killer. I've heard some students who, out of fear, never finish their course. I've heard some people who, out of fear, never married. Man, you don't know men out of fear. They were jilted once by a guy. That was it. Destiny killer. I know people out of fear, they never went to school. I know people out of fear, they never fulfilled their ministry to preach. Fear. Some people out of fear, they've never gone on a plane.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And this lady was very afraid. I had to fast and pray and encourage her before she joined. She would have never traveled out. Destiny killer. Your destiny can be killed for fear. Today we want a restoration of our destinies by facing
Amen.
Fear completely.
Amen.
Amen. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 to 30. Bible says, all of us know Romans 8, 28. Eh? For all things, you know about that. And we know that all things work together for good. There's some way to work out for good for me.
It will work out for your good.
All things work together for good to them that love God. Are you paying attention? And to them who are the called according to his purpose. You've been called here, God's purpose. You know, so all things are supposed to work together for your good. If you love God, how many love God?
I love God.
How many hate God? How many are called to God's purpose? You sure? We'll find out. And verse 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that is Jesus Christ, that he, that guy, might, that Jesus may be firstborn among many brethren. What the Bible is saying is that you have a destiny. Your destiny is to be like Christ, to be pleasant like Christ. How many, if you were going to marry and they said this person behaves like Jesus and this person behaves like the devil, you'll marry the one behaving like the devil?
No.
If they said this guy behaves like Jesus but the other guy behaves like an ordinary guy, who would you choose?
Jesus,
the pleasantness, the kindness, the forgiveness that you will exhibit, the power, the anointing, the beauty, all that is powerful. They are meant to be in you. Bible says Christ in us is the hope of glory. But you know something? Fear takes it all away. Fear takes away that destiny. That destiny. Job was supposed to be a man richest, a billionaire. In all, every way. Now, you all know what happened to Job. Many, many things happened. That thing intimidated him so much. But not knowing, he was all along afraid. Job 3:25. Job said, the thing that I feared the most has happened to me. So God may be trying to make you a billionaire, but your fear will cause fire to come and destroy everything.
Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord.
Job was enjoying, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. So fear attracts bad things. Oh yeah. Fear attracts evil. I'm telling you, fear is not an emotion. Fear is not a feeling. Fear is a spirit. Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear. There is a specific demon. Never be led by fear. If you are being led by fear, you are being led by a demon. When fear says, don't go this place, that's where you should go. I'm telling you. Because of fear, I never took on this job. I went and there were a lot of work. And they said, hey, this and that. Out of fear, I was chickening out. Then I told myself, no. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Therefore, I encourage myself in the Lord. I say, I'm going to sign on. It's been one of the greatest blessings ever. Clap for the Lord Jesus. When I was coming to Memphis, I was full of fear. I said, I'm going to stay in New York because I know New York. I've been there for 6 years. There's something called the fear of the unknown. It robs people of your destiny. Many people need to make some bold decisions out of fear. You are being paralyzed. Today, fear will be paralyzed.
Amen.
Lift up your voice and pray that God, I pray against the spirit of fear. I come against the spirit of fear. Open your mouth and pray. I rebuke the spirit of fear from my life. Everything that fear has taken away from me, I take it back. I take it back. Restore the spirit of power. Restore the spirit of love. This restore the spirit of sound mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Give me strength. Grant me faith. Take away fear in the name of Jesus. Father, restore every destiny. Every destiny that was meant for me, that fear has taken away. I restore a hundredfold in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice. I'm telling you, your destiny will be restored. What God has for you will be brought back in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the spirit of fear. I come against the spirit of fear.
I destroy
the spirit of fear.
Spirit of fear, Lord. We denounce the spirit of God. We denounce the spirit of God.
I pray, Lord, restore
Father,
my destiny
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Lift up your hands.
Yes, God.
The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. perfect love casteth out fear.
Yes, Jesus.
Because fear has torment. Bible says there is no fear in love. Some of you are afraid to love. Some of you are running away from love. Some of you are deceived about love. There is somebody who is here. You may be in a marriage, you may be in a relationship, you may be in a school.
Thank you, Jesus.
You may be living in a, you may be in a job, but you are full of suspicions, full of fears. Fear that you'll be fired. Fear that your relationship will break. Fear that you will never get married. Fear that you never have a child. Fears of all kinds. Fear of the unknown. Fear, sometimes the fear, we don't even know what we are afraid of. We just know we are afraid. Therefore, you can't love. Therefore, you can't stay in one place. You can't stay in one relationship. You can't stay in one job. Every time you feel somebody is after you, running after you, tonight that fear will go. This morning, as you speak in faith, pray, Lord, that fear that is following me, I curse that fear. Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus, I make a decision to love. I make a decision to trust. Lord, help me to trust. Help me, give me the power to love. The power to trust. The power of soundness of mind. Grant me the power to love. The power to trust. Power to be confident. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus. Hallelujah. There are many people, you have suspicions. Suspicions. You don't trust your mother. You don't trust your children. You don't trust your spouse. You don't trust your boss. You don't trust your work colleagues. You are full of fear that they will destroy you. Look, the destroyer is Satan, but he comes in with the agent called fear. You think it's a feeling. You think it's an emotion. You think it's somebody, it's a demon. This morning, say, you demon, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Begin to bring God into the situation. Bring God into the situation. Father, come in with power. Fear, somebody is afraid to die. You are afraid of, you don't, you can't even sleep. You can't even sleep. Father, we cast out that spirit of fear. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. There's somebody. You have a fear of disease. You think you will have a cancer. There's somebody here, you can't even sleep. You think you will never wake up. A fear of death. Christ has conquered the spirit of death already in the name of Jesus. So I want you to rise up and say, Lord, I take control of my destiny. I receive your power. I receive faith. I refuse fear. I reject fear. Lift up your voice and say it. I reject the spirit of fear.
I reject the spirit of fear.
I reject the spirit of fear. I take on the power of the Most High. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost anointing. Holy Ghost spiritual power. In the name of Jesus. I reject the spirit of death. I curse the spirit of disease. I curse the spirit of cancer. I curse the spirit of madness. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord for your presence. Thank the Lord for your destiny restoration. Christ,
thank you, Jesus,
restores your destiny.
Thank you, Jesus.
The destiny that was stolen by the spirit of fear,
thank you, Jesus,
may it be restored over and over again.
Thank you, Jesus.
God told David, go, you shall recover all. You shall overtake and recover.
Thank you, Jesus.
May the recovering anointing come to you.
Hallelujah.
May you recover your health.
Hallelujah.
May you recover your destiny.
Hallelujah.
May you recover your relationships.
Hallelujah.
May you recover your power.
Thank you, Jesus.
May you recover faith.
Hallelujah.
May you recover the anointing of the Most High. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You shall not die.
Yes, Lord.
You shall live.
In the name of
and declare the works of the Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus. To three people, tell the person your destiny is intact. Fear will not overpower you. Tell the person, have faith in God.
Have faith in God.
Have the God kind of faith.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
What a powerful blessing.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Because He lives. Oh, He lives. I can face tomorrow.
alone.
Yeah.
Because he lives.
Because Christ lives.
All fear is gone.
Fear is gone.
And now I know. He holds the future. And life is worth to live.
Somebody who thinks it's not worth it. There's somebody who thinks it's not going to work. There's somebody who has been discouraged. You've been afraid. But God says, fear not, only believe. Fear not, only believe. Fear not, only believe. Turn to three people. Turn to three people. Tell them, fear not, only believe. Three people, tell, fear not, only believe. Three people, fear not. No, no, not one person. I didn't say one person. I said four people. Fear not.
Fear not.
Only believe. Tell the person, fear not. Only believe. Jesus said many times, fear not. Only believe. That means if you fear, you can't believe. Don't fear so that you can believe. If you want to believe, then don't fear. Come on now. Fear is the opposite of faith. Because he lives. I can face to greater is he that is inside of me. Come on now. I feel the power of God in this
hallelujah.
Place. Greater is he hallelujah. That is inside of me. Than hallelujah. He that is he's greater than your tears. He's greater than hallelujah. Your nightmares. He's greater than your fears.
Hallelujah.
He's greater than your negative
oh,
attitude.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The Lord is sweeping away.
In
all
the
fear.
Name of Jesus.
All fear is gone.
In the
There's
name
somebody
of Jesus.
Who thinks you will never have a job. You've been told
yes,
you are
God.
Good.
Hey, yes, God.
You
yes,
will
God.
Make it. You in will overcome. You will excel. You will do well in Jesus' name. Because, change that thing. It's not because I know, and now I know. Write it down. And now I know, not because I know. Come on, change it right at the back. Let's sing because he lives.
Because he lives.
Let you change it. Let you change it. Oh, yes.
I can face tomorrow.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you that the spirit of fear is driven out for good. The spirit of faith is here. The spirit of truth is here. The spirit of power is here. The spirit of love is here. The spirit of soundness of mind is
yes,
here.
God.
The spirit of wisdom
yes,
is here.
God.
Knowledge is
yes,
here.
God.
Counsel is
Jesus.
Here. Understanding
Jesus.
Is here.
Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can hear you. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen. Wow, it's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. And this morning, we have some powerful testimonies in the house. Amen. Yes, amen. Amen. More volume on the mic, please. The first testimony is from our sister, Brittany. Brittany, come up. She is one of the still photographer ministry. She's in that ministry, still photography ministry. So if you are interested after service, you can see her if you want to be part of that group. Brittany, what has the Lord done for you?
Well,
maybe use my mic.
Okay. So I think that anytime, of course, you can afford a bill, it's a blessing.
Amen. Why not? Say why not?
And it seems like the minute that you're paid is when something happens. Something breaks down. You get in trouble. You have to find a way to spend some type of extra cash that you didn't intend to.
Merci.
So it was payday. And
say payday.
And I was driving. I was headed to someone's house. And I was going down. I was in a rush. I was going down Canada Road, exiting on to 40. And I was speeding, like really speeding.
You knew you were at fault. Oh,
and I noticed like the cars behind me were slowing down, but I didn't. I didn't slow down. So I was speeding, and then as soon as I was just about to enter onto the interstate, then I saw
the blue lights. Whoa! Somebody say whoa.
And so then I was thinking, okay, well, maybe he just wants to go past. So I pulled over, really not thinking it was for me,
was
even
you.
Though I knew it was. I was speeding, and it was for me. And and then I noticed that it was Shelby County Sheriff, so it wasn't even like
the normal city police.
Yeah,
Mercy. Come
and
to
so
the middle.
It's like those tickets are like almost double. So
my goodness.
And so I pulled over. And I was just like, God, let your will be done. That's all I can do.
Help me, Lord.
Yeah. He got out the car. He came to my window. And he asked me for my license and whether or not I had, registration and insurance. And then he took it back to his car. And then I was just praying in the car. I was like, help me, Jesus. And I remember Rev teaching as well. Cause,
you remember
Rev? Yeah, when he first came to the car, I was like, let me humble myself quick.
Say, yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, I forgot. The first thing I told him, I was like, sorry. I'm sorry.
Sorry, that's all. Yeah. Amen.
Then, yeah. And so then he went to his car, and then he came back. And then he said, is this your vehicle? I said, yeah. And he said, who's it registered to? And I said, it's registered to my sister, Chelsea. And he said, oh, when did she get back?
Said, oh. What? Hey, said, yeah. Her sister is in the army.
Yeah, my sister is in the Air Force. Yeah,
Air Force.
She was deployed and she just came back like on the 26th.
Yeah.
Or so I told her, oh, she just, I said, she just came back on the 26th. He said, oh, I'm Mark something. I can't remember his last name. But he said, my name is Mark. I work with her on the Air Force.
Wow! The prayers are working. Amen.
And then, and so after that, he had said, call your sister on the phone. And so I called her. And then I said, Tootie, somebody wants to, I call her Tootie. He said, somebody wants to speak to you. And then he told her, he said, hey, this is Mark. I got your sister. She's speeding. 20 miles over the speed limit.
20. Wow.
I was going 65 and a 45. He was like, if it was you, I would have gave you a ticket. But since it's your sister. Yeah, he said,
wow.
I'm not going to give her a ticket. I'm
Wow. What a blessing. Let us put our hands together for the Lord. What do you... Tell us. What do you have to tell us, you know, about situations like this?
Right, so...
You know, when you find yourself in trouble.
Right, so I think first, it's important to first call on the Lord. Not be afraid to call on the Lord in any situation that you're in.
In any situation, first, don't be afraid to call on the Lord.
And be humble, don't be proud. Like Rev has said all the time, be humble, especially when you're in the face of authority. Don't be proud and use that
moment. Don't fight.
Like, yeah, don't fight.
You never know.
Just really humble yourself.
Wow, thank you so much, Sister Bridget. Hallelujah for that powerful testimony. Amen.
Wow, give her a round of applause for that humility that she showed. Amen. Get ready for another powerful ministration. Please welcome Lady Pastor BDR.
I believe Esther was not just a beautiful woman, but she was a virtuous woman. Wow. So we should follow her properly. Amen. Virtuous woman, and be good to my man in secret and in public. I want to obey what the word of God says. I want to be a virtuous woman. I want to be a virtuous woman. I want to be a virtuous woman. Wanna be a virtuous woman. There are so many different kinds of women. I know I could be any kind of woman. I could be an angry woman. I could be a brawling woman. I could be an odious woman. I could be a contentious woman. Virtuous woman, I wanna be a virtuous woman. I wanna be a virtuous woman. I wanna be a virtuous woman. What kind of woman are you gonna be? God is gonna judge you. God is gonna judge you for the way you've been and how you treat your man. What kind of woman are you gonna be? God is gonna judge you. God is gonna judge you for the way you've been and how you treat your man. I am gonna be a virtuous woman. I'll be good to him all the days of my life. Is gonna praise me. Oh, 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 oh. virtuous woman. I'm gonna be a virtuous. Sing it, girls. I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. What kind of woman are you gonna be? God is gonna judge you. God is gonna judge you for the way you've been and how you treat your man. What kind of woman are you gonna be? God is gonna judge you. God is gonna judge you for the way you've been and how you treat your man. Sing it. I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. I'm gonna be a. Come on, sisters. I'm gonna be a virtuous. Sing with me. I'm gonna be a. What kind of woman are you gonna be? Sing it.
Otherwise, all the wives, go to your husbands. All the wives, go to your husbands and tell them what you're gonna do. All the wives, just get to your husbands. And the husband responds, tell them I will love you too. Wives, go to your husbands. And then tell them I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. Husbands, tell them we're going to be loving. We're going to love you.
Be like Abigail.
I'm gonna be a. All husbands, tell them I'm going to love you. I'm going to make you a queen. I'm going to treat you like Esther.
What kind of woman?
I'm going to be a virtuous. The ladies, I'm going to be a virtuous woman.
What kind of woman?
I'm going to be a virtuous woman. 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 I'm going to be a virtuous. Now the man sing this. I'm gonna be a loving man. I'm gonna love you forever. What? I'm gonna be a loving husband. I'm gonna be a loving husband. Man, go to your wife. The man, go to your wife. I'm gonna be a loving husband. I'm gonna be a loving husband. I'm gonna be a loving husband. I'm gonna. All right. All the ladies, even if you are not married, stand up and sing. I will. I'm gonna be a virtuous. Even if you are not married, woman, promise God that when my man comes, virtuous woman. Every woman, I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. Sing it. I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. Sing it, girl. I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. God is gonna give you a good man. Virtuous woman. Gonna be a virtuous woman. Put your hands together for Jesus. Please be seated. Yeah, hallelujah. Amen. Wow, this side is winning. Clap for Jesus. Now, just for a few minutes. Look, one of the most troubling places is the home. Unfortunately. See, when you see the weddings, don't be deceived. There's more trouble after that. It's not even sometimes worth dressing nicely. It's not even worth it. Because the only recipe is only the beginning of foolishness and chaos many times. Not happiness. But God promised happiness. Husband, live joyfully, joyfully. You will have a joyful marriage in Jesus' name. And those who are not married, watch it. First love marriages will be the most beautiful marriages. Somebody will hear screaming and they have been in your house and they're used to, you know, calling the police. They call 911 on your behalf because they heard you. And they call 911. And when they call 911 and the police come and the escort come, then the wife will come out and say, what do you want? It was just a pinch. It was a pinch. I was just screaming. We are happy. This is how we play. We are playing. We are not fighting. Get out of here, Mr. Policeman. It shall be your story in Jesus' name. Yeah. And the wife will say, we are happy like that. When you hear me screaming next time, don't bring yourself here again. Actually, you stopped something nice. Don't bring yourself here. Yeah. Yeah, we're just playing. We're just playing in the kitchen. We're just playing of whose food was nice. And it turned into laughter. That's all. That will be happiness like that. Live joyfully. Yeah, joyfully. Yeah, in my counseling, I'll show you some tricks by the grace of God. And those of you who are married already, don't worry. They're getting better. Husbands are getting better. Wives are getting better.
Just subject yourself to counsel and to obedience in faith and see how God turns Vashti's into Esther's. And see how God turns Nabal's into David's. Nabal means fool. A fool of a husband. Into David's. Yeah. How God makes you an Abigail so that your husband is converted. You know, sometimes it's not necessary to fight the husband. It's just to be wise. Abigail didn't fight Nabal. He just did wisdom. Abigailism, we call it. Many people are fighting too hard instead of just being wise. God will bless you in Jesus' name. Now, just for a few minutes, Estherification. Amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you once again to this series in Jesus' name. Now, we talked about the art of following. The Bible says that, you know, don't be slothful. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. Don't be lazy, but rather be followers of those who through faith and patience have already inherited the promises. Inherit, keep inheriting promises. All right? So there are people who are doing things well. There's no need to go and invent the wheel. Ask them how they're doing it. Follow them. Yeah. Your life is too short to be used in experiments. Yeah. I want to have my own experience about how to become a good student, how to become a good wife, how to become a good Christian, how to become a good worker. You may, if you try that, you may be fired 7 times before you find the secret. Your life is short. The wisest way, learn from somebody who's doing it well already. There's nothing wrong. Life is full of copying. And don't feel bad copying. Everything you've known, you copied anyway. How come you're telling yourself you're an original? Even how to dress. You didn't know how to dress when you came. You're naked like a banana. When we put the diapers on, you pulled it down. Yeah. Yesterday, I saw one of the boys. We put shorts on, and you're there. And then we're there. You're drinking. They're all of a sudden holding the thing. Go, 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 go. Ah. The whole place is getting wet. Come on now. We put diaper, you pull the diaper aside and then you are wee-weeing into your pants. You know? But you see, repeatedly, as he copies and copies, he will learn how to behave. That's all how we've done it. Counseling is about the same thing. People, learn. Learn. Yeah, learn. Don't use your life as an experiment. Experience, perhaps, is where experiments come from. When you want the experience, you want to be an experiment. You become a statistic. People will use you, this is the one who divorced 3 times. The woman at the well who was jilted 5 times. You know, don't become a statistic. It's a statistic. Learn from other people. Yeah, learn from other people. She, like the woman at the well, had been with 5 different men. The one she was with was not even the husband. This is a woman who has decided it's not worth it. Was never satisfied. Looking for. Jesus diagnosed it that be content. Just get something that, you know, if I give you the water of contentment, you will never thirst again. Yeah. Then you learn godliness with contentment is great gain. Don't look for every time you're looking for what is wrong. What is wrong? Godliness with content. Be content. This is what I got. Bible says, husband, live joyfully with the wife of you. This is your portion in this land of vanity. So this is my portion. I got round, beautiful. I'll make it work. Yeah. I got straight, I'll make it work. It's true. That's why I've only worked 1 job. Bring on the problems, we'll resolve it, and we'll keep there. And I'll get my promotion, my promotion, my promotion. I realize I've worked in that place for almost 14 years. Is it time to now move away and start somewhere? When am I going to upgrade? If I can't fight the battles now for my promotion, is it the new job that I can fight? You're joking. Perhaps if everybody is getting rid of you, perhaps the problem is you. Oh, come on now. Nobody has told you that before, but I'm telling you. Perhaps the problem is you. Perhaps. It's perhaps. Perhaps. Okay, so Vashti was called by the husband in Esther. Said, I won't come. Immediately, she was dismissed. And then Esther then came. They said they are doing beauty pageant, whatever, beauty parade. And they should come and see who will win. So, then Esther, who was an orphan, who has been taken care of by his cousin, her cousin Mordecai, because Esther was Mordecai's uncle's daughter. So that's a cousin. Then the cousin said, go for this beauty pageant. So, okay, I'll go. Then they were there. See Vashti's behavior. Now, the first thing we learn from Esther is that Esther learned from the behavior of those who had gone before him. Vashti was invited by the king. He said he won't go. Esther said, I'll go. I'll do the opposite of what caused somebody a problem. Yeah. Somebody went to school and lost a scholarship. Find out what he did wrong and said, I will not do that thing. Yeah. Somebody got a divorce. What did they do? Wrong. Don't repeat the same thing. Maybe all you heard was, you're always at loggerheads. They were always fighting, always insulting each other. I said, no, I'll let it go. I'll let them calm down. The Bible says the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. If you see anybody who's, you know, arguing and on her, no, that's not the time to meet fire for fire. It's not in the Bible. All right? Calm down. The wrath of man worketh, never works the righteousness of God. Whenever I find myself angry, my father told me one day, when you're angry, half of your brain is not working. Borrow a brain. It means let somebody talk to you. You are not judging right. That thing has been on my mind for a long time. Amen. And it's been a blessing to me. So she learned. Number two, Esther, the art of following Esther is what? The art of preparation. Esther prepared. Bible says that for 1 year, she was under supervision and preparation. Preparing how to dress up. They prepared them. Many people don't prepare. Yeah, if you don't prepare, you will fail. If you fail to prepare, you are preparing to fail. All right, so preparation. Life is full of preparation. And I say, all these young people, your school is a preparation for life. As you're failing your grades, you're actually failing. The grades are equivalent of the dollars. What's your GPA? It's a measure. It's a measure of your salary. You don't know it. So you better bring it up now. Yeah, your attitude towards school often is your attitude towards work. Often. You think your attitude towards chores at home is your attitude you will have when you go to work. You don't know it. Yeah. That's why I say if you want to find somebody that you will marry, their attitude towards their little sister or their mother is how they will behave towards you. You are nothing. The way they are treating their parents. Yeah. So preparation is important. Bible says in Proverbs 21:31, the horse is prepared for battle. Victory comes from God. You don't wait 1 hour to prepare for an exam. The first day the lecture comes on, that's the day you start preparing. You don't wait till you are now 25 before you start trying to think about marriage. Well, you should have been thinking when you were a teenager, learning how to cook in the kitchen. Yeah, learning how to dress well. Learning how to talk well. The way you talk, who will marry you? Preparation takes time. Takes years. You should have been praying long ago. Now that you realize, hey, you are 26, nobody's coming, you started praying. Shame. No. Preparation takes time. Number three, learning from Esther. I'm serious. You are joking, but I'm not joking at all. Yeah. You want to be a professional. Your attitude towards your education while you are 17, while you are 13, it's what is determining. That you didn't start yesterday. You didn't fail. You did not fail an exam yesterday. You started failing long ago. You started failing. This is your lack of preparation started long ago. You sleep till 10 o'clock. How can you pass an exam? You sleep to 10. How can you not? How will you not be fired? You are late for work. It's not today. You were late for classes before. Preparation. Number three, the art of following Esther is the art of what? Taking your appearance. Taking your appearance seriously. Yeah. Bible says in 1 Samuel 16:7, God said to Samuel, you are looking at the man, God looks on the heart, but man looks on the outside. Yeah. You pretend as if people are gods. They look inside.
Oh, it doesn't matter how I look. It matters how you look. You are going for an interview and your laces are all out. You lost. You just, yeah. First impression. Yeah. Impressions. Going for an interview. Yeah. You don't dress well. You don't care how your hair looks. Man. You know, I come as I may. Yeah, do you keep coming as you may? We also choose as we may. You know, so learn to show your appearance. Even your appearance in terms of your speech is part of your appearance. Yeah. The way you smell is part of your appearance. The way you comport yourself, even the way you sit is part of your appearance. Yeah. You see, as you are talking, it's been years you may have been in the church, but the way you behave, we already have recorded it. When somebody asks us, who's the best person to choose for this job? And your appearance has spoken already before your speech. Yeah. As I'm here, you are watching, you are assessing me. You don't say it, but you're assessing me. You're assessing my relationship with my wife, my relationship with my children, my relationship with other church. You're watching me. You're giving me marks. You just don't say you are assessing me. My appearance, it matters. The way I speak. Assess yourself as well. Yeah, this guy prepared well. Number four, the art of following is the art of what? Pleasing the right person the right way. Pleasing the right person in the right way. Yeah, and that's what I told you. All of you, you should know who, where, what is it called? Which side of the bread is buttered? Who butters your bread? Yeah, when you get to work, who pays you? Your colleagues tell you, I don't like the way your boss spoke to you. Next time he speaks, you tell him that I'm not a slave. Really? Okay, you keep doing that. They will fire you and she will stay. Learn to please the right people. The people in authority, the people that gave you the job. Be faithful to them. Not to be impressive to others and depress yourself. There's a scripture in Hebrews chapter 3, about Moses and Jesus, about who appointed them. Hebrews chapter 3, I believe, verse 1. Okay, good. Yeah. For this man was counted, is that correct? Worthy of more glory, inasmuch as he builded, the one that says faithfulness, was faithful in his whole house. Yeah, good, good. Says, and Moses was verily faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken. What about the one that says Christ, who appointed him? He was faithful, yeah. To who appointed him? Verse what? Verse 2. Go to verse 2. Verse 1. Hebrews 3:1. It says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. Even Jesus, Jesus, was faithful to him that appointed him. As also Moses was faithful in all his house. Clap for Jesus. When you find yourself trying to please the one who sent you, you are not the first person. Christ did it. No wonder God gave a testimony. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Some of you kids, you think your parents don't like you. You do your own thing, that's why. And it's true, they don't like you. And I wouldn't recommend that they like you. The way you are. Walk in obedience. Be faithful to who appointed you, whether it's your mother. And who appointed you, whether it's you, who brought you, who made you a leader, who made you a shepherd, who made you a supervisor. Who gave you that position at school? And wives, who married you? The guys who didn't marry you, you treat them nicer than the guy who was nice enough to marry you and to keep you in their corner. We shouldn't say it, eh? We shouldn't say it. Because you've got your ring. You've got your name. You've got your social status. You've got the sperm. You've got the babies. So now there's nothing anymore. He appointed you that name. Now you're too big to shake. I'm telling you, that's the source of all that confusion. Learn from Jesus Christ. Learn from Jesus Christ. Look, I don't joke with my boss, sincerely. I don't joke with my pastor, with my bishop. They appointed me. I'll please them. I'll please them. And the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18, even the masters or the appointed people who are appointed who are unreasonable still please them. Yes. Yeah, your reason is they are funny. If they are funny, beautifully and respectfully resign. But while you are there, be best. Be your best. Mind you, you will need a recommendation at your next job. Mind you. You run away and you bang the door. Mind you, you may have forgotten your cell phone or your car keys. Servants. And by the way, please learn to call yourself servant. You are a servant at your workplace. The day you become boss, we'll call you boss. But till then, you are a servant. Even when you become boss, you will serve somebody. There's nothing wrong acknowledging that I'm a servant. I am a servant. I'm a physician. I'm a specialist. But I'm a servant to somebody. I have more degrees than him. But I'm his servant because he built the business and employed me. My bigger degrees, my more workload, whatever, does not matter. I'm a servant. I am a boss to some, but to him I'm a servant. The day you become boss, you can call yourself, but acknowledge servant. Bible says, be subject to your masters with all fear. That means reverence, respect. Not only to the good and gentle ones, but also to the froward. Do you know the meaning of froward? Unreasonable. Harsh. Difficult. Difficult. Unkind. And some bosses are irrational. Yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, you're not dealing with your boss. You're dealing with your rent. You mess with the boss, your rent will go. You mess with the boss, you will walk home without gas. You mess with that boss, you're done for. You watch it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The art of following Esther. What's the next one? Is the art of responding to advice. Advice. Esther chapter 2. What did we read the last time? Verse what? The one that they rigged the elections. Yeah, it came out of the blue, but it was a good verse. Verse 16, I think. 2:12. Okay, go to 12. Yeah. So, okay, 12. But go to 16. Go to 16, please. So Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus' house. It's right. Okay. Then, he was put in charge. Verse 17. Hagar was the one who was her supervisor. And the king, no, we should go a little earlier. A little earlier. Verse what? 8. Bring it to verse 8. This was the final, but verse 8. Good. Yeah. Okay. And it came to pass that when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace, to the custody of Hagar, supervisor, that Esther was brought also to the king's house, to the custody of this Hagar, the keeper of the women. That's the supervisor. Verse 10, verse 9. And this maiden pleased him. Hagar learned to please the right person the right way. Esther was special. He pleased his supervisor. And because of that, she obtained kindness of him. Was it New King James we're reading? Yeah, okay, let's finish reading it. And because he obtained favor and kindness from him, this supervisor speedily gave her the things for purification. You will be preferred if you please your boss. Speedily. Listen, I'll say this for some of the wives. There's a reason why some people don't care when their husbands don't eat. Okay, come, your food is in the microwave. If there is, it's in the microwave. It's in the refrigerator, packaged. Okay, I've made an order at whatever, go pick it up. It's in the microwave. Really? And now you ask why, when you have a headache and the microwave has trouble, they take the microwave faster to the hospital. It's true. They seem to give more attention. Please. And look, husbands, learn to deal with these women as women who, Bible says, are the weaker vessels. Sometimes they don't want to make themselves weaker vessels too. They want to be a cat so we can cuddle you. So we can call you baby properly. Baby. I want to be able to call babe and massage you, rub you, and carry you. Yeah. Tell somebody we will baby them. Now, baby means gentlemen, treat with tenderness, treat with gentleness, treat with kindness and be soft, treat with kisses. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good. Now, he says, pleased him. Where is that? Pleased him, brother. Oh, bring it back. Verse 9. Pleased him, and I'll show you something quickly. Brother, he speedily gave her the things that were for her purification. With such things as, I think it was New King James. Yeah, New King James, please. Yeah. So he readily gave beauty preparations to her besides her own allowance. Gave extra. That sounds like promotion is coming to you. Look, if the way you speak to your lecturer, sometimes they'll give you bonuses. Yeah. Besides her allowance. The 7 choice maid servants were provided for her from the king's palace. Selected from the king's palace. Wow. And so that her maidens, they knew what the king likes. Can you imagine? They are preparing her to see who will please the king. And they choose some people who have served the king for years. She will win. It's a rigged election. And he moved her and her maidservants to the best place in the house of the women. Clap for the Lord Jesus. This is what happens to you when you please the right people the right way. They call it bottom liquor. Don't mind them. It's a bad name for a good thing you're doing. Is it a bad word I use? I'm sorry. I heard it being used by people. A bad description of a good thing. You're pleasing the boss. Meanwhile, it's in the Bible. Then verse 10. Esther had not revealed her people or her family to Mordecai. Then where she was advised. Next. And every day Mordecai paced in front to find out the welfare of what was happening. Then verse 12. Then verse, each young woman's turn came. Then verse 15. I'm telling you about advice. Now, when the turn came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter to go to the king, she requested nothing except what Haggai, the king's eunuch, supervisor, the custodian of the women, advised. Clap for the Lord Jesus. She took nothing. She said, me, I have ideas. I've been grown. I know how to dress up. I didn't live with my mother. I lived with, look, I don't know how to do these things. I know how to do some, but whatever you say, I'll do. Everything the supervisor said, she did. Can you imagine? She did nothing except what the supervisor did. And listen, and because of that, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her. That shall be your story. That shall be your story. Advice. Ecclesiastes 4:13. Better is a little child, but a wise and a little child, wise youth, than an old and foolish king who can no longer be advised. Tell somebody, respond to advice. Mordecai told her, when you go, don't reveal your identity about your people. And she obeyed. Young people, obey your parents. Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Obey them. Obey authority. Amen. Then, the next thing, the art of following Esther is the art of, which one should I, I'm going to have to give you one or two and then go because time. Time. Because that's going to be the last one. Which one should I tell you? Okay, I'm going to just mention them. The art of following Esther, number five. Just going to mention them. You write them and you go and read. I'll give you the book. Okay. It's number six. Okay. Five here. I added the advice part. It's good. Then the art of following Esther is the art of maximizing your moment. Maximizing your moment. He had one night with the king, but he came out flying colors. Maximize your moment. You have only one time to write that exam. Maximize your moment. Maybe it's an hour-long exam. Don't say if they had given me more time. Maximize your moment. Only one. One time. One opportunity to make an impression. Maximize your moment. As you are in this church, maximize your moment. Maximize your moment. You can get this. You may not get it anymore. Maximize your moment. This interaction, one day they may transfer me from here. Maximize your moment. Yeah. You have only one chance to get a degree. Maximize your moment. Make best use of that opportunity. Spencer, there's only one wife. Maximize your moment. When you get to heaven, may you have a good testimony that you did well for this girl. Maximize your moment. I'll treat you so well in Jesus' name. Yeah, that you'll be jealous of my rewards in heaven. By grace, my God's grace. Yeah. I'm maximizing my moment. I don't know. How long do I have here? I don't know. I don't know. We may be 95 together. We may cross 70 in high heels and jeans by the grace of God. In Jesus' name. Maximize the moment. Maximize the moment. Spencer, there's a reason why you're put in this church. Maximize the moment. Every job you signed up for, maximize the moment. You sign up to be with the kids, maximize your time there. You may not be there for long. Maximize the moment. Yeah. Maximize the moment. Number seven, or is it number six? Whatever, the next number. The next number. You just write it and go because of time. The art of following Esther is the art of staying small in your own eyes. The day you were appointed, the day you were appointed, given that job, you needed a job. You were literally humble and begging for somebody to give you an interview. Now you've got an interview, you've got a job. Look at you. You have become ballooned. The day you were not married. When they recommended, oh, this guy said, oh, God has answered my prayer. Oh, Lord, you're so good. What a miracle working. You give a testimony 2 years down the line. Who do you think you are? Be small in your own eyes. God told in 1 Samuel chapter 15, I think it's verse something, verse 7 or so. God told Saul, when you were little in your own eyes, did I not make you king? Verse 17 says, and Samuel said to Saul, when you were little in your own eyes, were you not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed you king over Israel. Look, there is virtue in remaining small. Look, I oversee many churches. You may not know, by the grace of God. But I come down to play with you. Yesterday I was playing volley, swimming with everybody, joking with everybody. Musical chairs, making jokes. I want to be little in my own eyes. It doesn't mean degradation. Bible says God grants grace to the humble. So you are Mrs. So what? You are Mr. So what? You are doctor. So what? Now you got a job. So what? You are in college. You moved out. So what? We can't advise you anymore. You little shrimp. Belittle in your own eyes. There's nothing wrong. In fact, Jesus Christ says in Matthew 18, rather that be converted to become a little child. Humble yourself and become change. Change from this bearded gray and make yourself a little child. And he said that your angels will forever be before the Lord. Your angels will work overtime. They will have direct access. Anybody who becomes humble in your own eyes. Yeah. I'm out of here. Get out of here. Oh, really? The next one, the last but one. The art of following Esther is the art of not grasping at power, privilege, and position. Mordecai spoke to Esther when she was a queen. Said, listen, you are still my daughter, okay? Don't let this queen thing go get to your head. And so I'm sending a message to you. Tell that king husband of yours that somebody is trying to kill all Israel and save us. And Mordecai added, when Esther said, no, this is not, I'm a queen, I can't do that. I'm a queen and he's a king. You can't just walk in like that. And you can't just give me such instruction. Hey, Mordecai said, then Mordecai commanded Esther to answer Esther. Commanded. A queen was commanded. It's not about position. Yeah. My mother, my father, till they died, they used to call me by my first name, Kojo. Say, come here and I'll come. Position, physician, reverend, say who? Now, Mrs., Mr., doctor, student, scholar, all that. Now, don't let it get into you. The artificial. Try. Look, humility is such a beauty. It's so beautiful. And he said, Esther, don't think. Think not with thyself that you may escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. And verse 14 says, if you don't help because you are a queen, help will come from somewhere. But remember, you and your father's house may not survive it. Yeah. And it says, yet. The next one says that yet. It says, the art of following Esther is the art of playing your special role when it is time. He said, yet, who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Your role, your special role. For some of you, your special role may be what you just signed up for. That usher. It's time to start your special role. Yeah. Aaron, there's a special role for you here. It's time. Don't sit down. Your special role. Esther took it up. Said, no problem. He said, and then I like what he said, which is the next art of following Esther means, the art of following Esther is being prepared to lay down your life, to make a sacrifice. Yeah. Then Esther responded, okay. If that's the case, thank you for the advice. I will go with my people, and if I perish, I perish. Verse 15. If I perish, I perish. He said, let your people fast. I will fast with my ladies, and I'll go to the king. Although it's not the right, if I perish, I perish. I'm ready to sacrifice for others. I'm ready to sacrifice for God's people to stand, for the church to work. If I perish, I perish. Some of us don't want to sacrifice anything. No sacrifices. It must be convenient. No. The time I cannot. That's why some of us come late. Yeah. Make a sacrifice. I wake up early because it's the Lord's house. Yeah. If I feel sleepy, I feel sleepy. No problem. I'll do it for the Lord. Amen. Yeah. There are rehearsals on weekends. But, you know, weekends are my rest. But if it's for the Lord, I'll do it. My special role. I'll come for rehearsals. Amen. I'll come and join the drama team, the film stars, the singing stars. If I perish, if I'm tired, sometimes I'm tired, I'll just come and preach. You have no idea how much we have slept or not slept. Many times I fly in straight, come to preach. If I perish, I perish. And I never perish by the grace of God. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. And the last one, the art of following Esther is the art of remembering where you came from. Don't forget. Don't forget you're once a baby. Don't forget once upon a time you were not even a citizen. Today you look down, those people. Yeah, don't forget you had an accent once upon a time. Yeah. Don't forget once upon a time you knew no scriptures. Yeah. Don't forget now once upon a time you were a sinner. Now you look down upon the people who they say they are fornicating. Are they married? Or are they living together? Look at you. Because there you are married, you are Mrs., you are Mr. Remember how much we had to talk to you before you got married. Don't forget where you came from. Mordecai. Esther did not forget. I'm an orphan. Somebody helped me. My parents died. Somebody raised me. If it's time to help some people to survive, why should I abandon? Remember how you were. You had no money before. You used to walk. You used to need ride. Today you have a car. You drive. We say, go and pick up people. You say, no, no. Remember how you used to be. Remember when you were not married. Remember how you used to pray, cry out, Lord, give me a husband. Behave well now. Lord, give me a wife. Behave well now. Remember how you used to be when you had no college education. Today you are a doctor. Where's Peter? Behave well. Yeah, I'm watching you. Whether to get to your head. Yeah. Now that you got there, you got a big post, so you cannot work here. Nonsense. It won't happen. Amen. Jesus, I know him. He's a better person than that. I remember. When I had never joined, even gotten onto a plane before. Not even a bicycle. No, seriously. I didn't grow in a house where the parents had a car. We walked to the market and back. Distances were like flights when we walk. So they just here and here, you want a car. Your car is broken down, so you can't walk to church. Remember when you didn't have a car. But today you are so blessed. Remember when there was no carpet in your room. You used to kneel down and pray. Now it's woolen carpet. Everything is electronic. Now you sleep well. Alarm cannot wake you up. You don't pray anymore. Remember you used to be a prayer warrior? Remember you used to study the word? Remember when you were a pauper? When you used to beg for money? Remember? You remember, right? Remember when you used to ask people and then they would say no and you go cry and I wish I never asked this person for a loan. I wish I never asked this person for a loan. Now today, when people come and say, help me, you look at them with a high look. Yeah, you look at people. Why are you not working? Really? Why are you not working? Why were you not working that time? Is it easy to just find a job? Jobs are just there like gravels, right? Yeah, you see somebody begging at the roadside. Say, strong man. And then you speed past. You even want to spit. Meanwhile, you had a $20 note. Remember that day, you were like a pauper. You're like a beggar. You're dignified begging. When you say, this car is really nice. I know nobody is using it. Well, anyway, God will make a way. You have insinuated that you need a car. And somebody gave you a car. Remember how you used to be. Some of you are too big, too much, too big. But you are Esther's. God has made you a queen. It's time to look back and to give back. It's time to look back and to serve and thank God. It's time to look back and lift up your hands. You cannot even worship because your dresses are so, so dignified. You are too good. You are a lecturer now. You are well dressed. You got a suit. You carry a suit. So you can't kneel down. Your pastor is kneeling. You, your hand is in your pocket. Dignified you. Keep dignifying yourself. Remember. May God make you an Esther. Put a crown on you. But may you never forget your background. Where you came from. When you had nothing. The people that helped you. That today, you don't seem to respect them. Remember. Wisdom is in remembering and being little in your own eyes when you are nobody and help others in your position. Remember the people that you met on your way up. They're the same people you meet on your way down. Some of us treat others so low. It's so wrong. Who do you think you are? Why do you treat them that way? Why? Remember where you came from. Remember. People are really suffering. How? What is $20? What is $100? You get thousands. Come on, help somebody. That's love. Help somebody. You see here, people are cleaning and they're tired. You walk back and forth and come and sit in a clean chair, but you never do anything. Why? Rise to your feet.
pray to the Lord about these steps. To ask the Lord to make you like Esther. Ask the Lord to make you like Esther. Some of you need to take care of your parents. You've abandoned your parents. You think they have a job. Honor them. Remember, when you had nothing, no matter how foolish your parent is, at least you carry their genes. You carry their genes. Remember. Remember your parents. The way you treat parents. Remember them. Remember the uncle that took care of you. Remember that brother. Remember that man that helped you. Remember that pastor that helped you. Remember the church. Remember. Remember. Remember when you didn't have a job. Remember how God helped you. Now you don't care about God. You don't even remember the last time you read the Bible. The last time you prayed or fasted. Remember when you didn't have anything. You made fasting as if you were spiritual, but you were hungry. You didn't have money to buy food. You converted the hunger into a fast. But today you have a lot. Serve God with it. Father, forgive us for being too puffed up. Make us like Esther. Deliver us from the spirit of Vashti. Let us do well, even in our greatness. Please, Lord, any form of greatness you want to give to anybody, don't hold it back because of our attitude. We repent. Make us queens and kings like Esther, and we will behave well like Esther. Give us what it takes, in Jesus' name.
We believe the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive in Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. Be blessed.